Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for the business side this week with Mark Green, executive editor of the Lane Report. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Alan.
Now, we've been talking about a potential trade war for a few months now, and a tariff tit for tat is well underway. Last Friday, the European Union started taxing a range of U.S. imports, including Harley-Davidson bikes, cranberries, peanut butter, playing cards, and most tellingly, Kentucky bourbon. Now, it may be too soon to tell, and Governor Bevin says it's much ado about nothing, but you've been talking with some industry folks here in the state, so how worried are they?
The people who deal in trade, export and import, their concern level is definitely rising. We haven't had a major impact yet, but like you said, these tariffs and retaliation is just kicking in. And Kentucky Distillery Association President Eric Gregory put out a statement the other day, and he noted that that our bourbon and distilled spirits were more than $450 million in Kentucky exports last year, and that nearly half of that went to the European Union countries, and they're the ones that just put a 25% tariff on. They raised the price of our Kentucky bourbon over there by at least 25% for consumers, and that's absolutely going to have an impact if it stays. The big question is, are we conducting this monumental game of chicken, and then all of a sudden we're going to announce a deal here before things really, really get serious, or is it going to be serious and ongoing? And if so, it's going to hurt a lot.
It'll especially hurt smaller distilleries, correct? A little bit more than the larger ones.
Conceivably, smaller operations generally are impacted more by, just any percentage change in revenues or cost is bigger for smaller operations, and they just have fewer options to deal with it. But I have not seen any figures that distribute that, of that $200 million in bourbon going to the European Union, who is sending what portion of it.
And we have talked a lot about tariffs, but last week, the U.S. Supreme Court issued a ruling pertaining to states collecting tax on internet sales. And won't that affect Kentucky's economy even more than a trade war?
It could. That's something that we have, much, much more direct control over. We don't get to decide what foreign countries do with their tariffs on us, but collecting these sales taxes on companies that are, by and large, in the United States, we can have total control over. Now, that seemingly that's going to benefit us significantly, but at this point, the biggest retailers such as Amazon, they've already made deals with all the states, including Kentucky, to pay what we have negotiated with them is an estimated amount of sales tax. Now we'll, I guess they're going to have to come up with some good, absolutely hard numbers and then pay the sales tax on it. So perhaps it'll be more. But then the potential benefit of this is that all of the other smaller online retailers of everything in the world, they're going to have to start paying their sales tax on sales to Kentucky, too. That could turn into some real money. There are probably thousands of these smaller online retailers who sell products into Kentucky, and Kentucky's going to start getting sales tax on it.
All right, that's all the time that we have today. Our guest on the business side has been Lane Report Executive Editor Mark Green. The director's cut of our interview is available at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Mark.
You too, Alan. Always nice visiting with you.